Blog Talk Radio.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله الله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله يا أيها العلي العظيم. Our witness has no deity but the one deity, God, Allah alone, with none like unto him. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave servant and messenger. Almighty God, Lord, is free from all imperfection. He's perfect. All the praise is due to Allah. There's no deity but Allah alone. Allah is greater than anything we can imagine or do. And he is the exalted one, the magnificent one. I'm about. We just praise and thank to Allah for bringing us here today for another Jumu'ah, that is the day of the gathering, the day that Adam was created upon, the day the Yom Kiyamah will occur upon, that is the day of resurrection. I have chosen for a topic today the human sensitivity. When we speak of human sensitivity, we speak of the, not the physical part of the human being so much, but the non-physical part of the human being. But before I get into that topic, I'd like to recite a couple of verses from Quran. A'udhu Allahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La tu'liku al-absaru, wa huwa yu'liku al-absara, wa huwa al-latifu al-khabir. No one can grasp Allah's vision. Allah's grasp is over all vision. He is above comprehension, yet he is acquainted with all things. I said, وَهُوَ اللَّتِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Most of us old folks around here, we know about Yusuf Abdul Latif, the great preacher. And his name, Latif, is a very befitting name for him to take. From the standpoint of he's a flutist, he has to be very, very sensitive to sound. So Latif, in the Arabic language, means one who is subtly aware of things, have the ability to sense things that we as human beings, we as creation, cannot sense. I use this as a very, very appropriate example, the grasshopper. The grasshopper has the ability to detect tremors or movement in the earth thousands of miles away from where it might be live. They use the grasshopper in experiment. Surely we know they cannot predict when an earthquake will occur, but nevertheless they see a rumbling, they see an excitation in the grasshopper when the earthquake is occurring. So they know that this earthquake is detected by this grasshopper. So imagine that. A grasshopper that sticks that brown juice on you when you get too close has the ability to sense movements in the earth thousands of miles away from where it might be. You look at the robin with the orange chest. Whenever you go out on your lawn, and most times in the spring that is, and you water your lawn, pretty soon a robin will pull up. He'll just stand at attention for a moment. The next thing you know, he goes a couple of feet on this side, to the left or to the right or forward or backward, and he pulls up a worm. Did Allah show him where that worm was, or did Allah give him the apparatus, the equipment, the sensitivity to feel the movement in the earth? They went and he snatched the worm up and ate it for his meal. When you see a dog, and that dog barks real loud and gives you a strong roar, and if you holler, get out of here, he'll sometimes just walk away without a whimper. But if you show fear, he senses fear, and he may bark louder, or he may even come at you. So I'm using that as an example to understand, and hope that you understand, that Allah has put these sensitivities into his creation in a real, real high level. Some he has given sensitivity in regard to sight, like the eagle. Some have acute smell. Some have abilities to, like the bee. The bee can come right in front of a hive of bees and make a few zigzags this way to tell the rest of the bees where that good honey, where that good nectar is that he just came back with. So we know that Allah has given inspiration to the creation. Look at the human being. The human being is called Bashar. Bashar. B-A-S-H-A-R. Bashar. And it's reported during the hot season that when you go, they recite, Sayyidun Bashar, our Mr. Human Being. They're referring to the great prophet Muhammad, that sensitive one. Bashar means to be sensitive. Bashar means to peel the skin back. So Allah commanded Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, Qul innama ana basharun mithlukum. I am but a human being, just like you all. Yusuf Ali says, I am but a man, just like you all. But we know that this sensitivity that we refer to, this ability to have sensitivity, is not exclusive to the man. So Bashar is both male and female. We say Abul Bashar, the father of the sensitivity. The father of the sensitivity is Adam, that first man. We know from understanding that first man, Adam, had all of the sensitivities, all of the potentialities that the human being could have. But these sensitivities, these potentialities, did not come to fruition until Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Muhammad came, he had refined the sensitivity so much so that he is told to be surely on the excellent mode of conduct. In fact, Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَّ قُلْتٍ عَدِيمٍ. Surely you, Muhammad, are the best of the creation. Surely you, Muhammad, is a magnificent creation. Muhammad, a magnificent creation. So I bring up these ideas of sensitivities to refer you now to what Allah says in the Quran in relationship to Muhammad receiving the communication. Allah says, وَمَا صَحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْمُونَ. All people, your companion, your homeboy, Muhammad, was not one who was crazy, not one who had jinn spirits all in his head. He was not deceived. And it says, وَبَقَدْ رَآهُ بُؤُفُكِ الْمُبِينَ. Without doubt, Muhammad saw the angel Jibril in all of his science, in all of his nature. Muhammad saw the angel Jibril. Now we talk about sensitivity. Here it is, a man was so sensitive to Allah that Allah sent revelation to him for 23 whole years. And it goes on to say, وَمَا هُوَ أَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِدَعْنِينَ. Neither did he withhold grudgingly a knowledge of the unseen. When Muhammad received his revelation, he held not it back. He gave it out freely and willingly. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Nor is this a word of an evil spirit accursed. So Allah asks the question now. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Then whither go ye? This is what Yusuf Ali said. But more plainly, then what's up now? What you going to do now that I've given you this revelation, I've given you this untainted word from me? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَى ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Verily, this is no less than a message to all of the world. This prophet, to whoever among you who wills to go straight, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَيَّسَّكِينَ. وَمَا تَشَاءُنَا إِلَىٰ أَيَّ شَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. But you shall not will to go straight except as Allah will, the cherisher of all of the world. صَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. So this Bashar, it means to give good news. It means to make an announcement. It also means to give bad news. But this news that we want to refer to now is give you the news that Allah blessed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make a near approach. The Quran says he was within 2 bowlings. He was close to the lote tree. What is the lote tree? The lote tree is a tree that if it's cultivated, it gives off beautiful, fresh fruit and gives a lot of shade. But if it's not cultivated, it has thorns and it's very, very unpleasant to look at. They say that the thorns that they put on Isa ibn Maryam's head was from the lote tree. But Allah says that Muhammad had an approach close to the lote tree. In essence, Muhammad almost went to the Jannah that is prepared for the day of Yom al-Qiyamah. He was just that close. Praise be to Allah. So when we speak of sensitivity, we know that Allah has blessed this man, Muhammad, with these kind of sensitivities. And if Adam had these sensitivities in him, and Muhammad had these sensitivities in him, Ibrahim had these sensitivities in him, then that means that we, male and female, have these sensitivities. We can rise up and get closer and closer to Allah. Maybe not 2 bowlings, maybe 10, maybe 4. But we can get close to Allah, where Allah can become our tongue. Allah can become our hand. All of the hadith just refer to that idea of closeness to Allah. So I say to you, a Muslim, that Islam is not a religion where you just say, yeah, I'm a Muslim, and there's no growth. Islam gives growth. Islam is vitality. Islam is dynamic. It's moving. You get better and better at it if you follow what Allah has asked us to follow. So when we make salah, we put our foreheads to the floor. We're trying to make contact. We're trying to get a sensitivity communication with Allah. And if you make your salah seriously and earnestly, you can forget about time and space. It will be the same thing as when you, let's say, fall asleep on your couch and you wake up. Where am I? You can do the same thing when you make salah. Salah has a way of opening up the conscious mind to the Rabbul Alameen, to the Lord of all the world. Prayer is a serious undertaking, a very serious undertaking. Thank you, Dua. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم نستعينك ونستغفرك ونؤمن بك ونتوكل عليك وجل. Oh Allah, we seek your help, we ask for your forgiveness, we believe in you, we trust in you, we extol and exalt you in the best manner. And you are the precious, the mighty, the sublime, the glorious. The Muslims, Allah says in the Quran, يُبَشِّرُ اللَّهُ عِبَادَهُمْ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And Allah brings the good news, the good tidings, the glad tidings to his servants who have faith and they work righteousness. Now this salihat, it means righteousness. The salihat means to go back to righteousness after you have went dawning. The salihah means to repair yourself. To repair yourself. So Allah has already conceded that you and I, will not be perfect beings, will not be angelic beings. So we have to work in righteousness. We have to try to repair ourselves. We have to look at the model, Muhammad, compare ourselves with him, and try to be like him in his character, in his wisdom. Not necessarily with the orange beard and the miswak and the turban and the stick, but inside the character and the nature of Muhammad, we have him on Front Street as an excellent model, an excellent example. So you should not compare yourself with me, compare yourself with your brother, your sister. Compare yourself with the excellent example, Muhammad. And if we do that, and we strive to get more sensitive like he was, we will be able to get more and more out of our nest, out of our souls, out of ourselves, so that we can be successful in life. We say in the Salah, in the Iqamah and the Adhan, Hayya ala Salah, Hayya ala Salah. Life is upon your communication with Allah. Hayya ala Salah. Life is on your cultivation of your mind, the cultivation of your intellect. So if we, as Muslims, keep the communication with Allah and grow our minds, we will reach salah, success. And Allah promises the success to the believers. O Muslims, we have been Muslim here at least since 1975. And when we think of the great blessing, the great favor that Allah has put upon each and every one of us to be Muslim, we should rejoice every day. The glad tidings have come to us here in America. The glad tidings has come in such a way that if we just follow the basics of the religion, not necessarily going off into tahajjud prayer and making nafil prayers and all that, if we just did the basics, the five salat, the zakat, if we just said when a bad thought came into us about being mean to our brother and sister, we just check it, we cut it, we could be more successful as human beings. This is very, very important for us as Muslims. And Allah says, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِسْتَمِينَ إِلَّا الْإِسْتَانِ. Is there any reward for doing good except good, except a reward? So when we really remember that and really believe that, when a brother tries to do evil to us, when a brother says something nasty to us, and if we just take the posture that I'm not going to trade an evil act for an evil act, that makes you or I bigger than the person that makes the wisecrack. I had a couple of wisecracks today when I walked in here. I ignored them. Well, this is not necessary for us to be like this. We have a model in Muhammad, and we should try to follow the model. That's all we have to do, is follow the model. So let me go now. And Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى ومن ينطق عن الهوى. And by the star, when it goes down, your companion or your homeboy Muhammad is neither astray nor is he being misled. Now, you know, when we think of the word companion, you know, we have a tendency to think of a companion, you know, that's walking around with you and talking with you and all of that. But if we really think about it, Muhammad is our companion all of the time. If we really understand how important he is to our development as human beings. He is walking with me and talking with me right now. But I see that he is the best of the creation. Allah says again, as I said earlier, he's the quality of him. Creation, magnificent. Creation, great. He is the model. So when we speak of this model, sometimes the woman says, well, hey, he's the model for the man, but what about us, you know? Allah gives two models in the Quran for the woman. Maryam is the model. Out of all the women in the world, Allah says that Maryam was the best. She was min al-qanitin, one of the devoted ones, one of those who made ruku, one of those who bowed down, with those who bowed down. The wife of Pharaoh is another example for the woman. Pharaoh was the top man, so, you know, he thought in material might and authority on the earth. She told Allah, I don't want Pharaoh's mansion. Build me a mansion in paradise. She saw that her old man was going astray, and she said, no, I'm not going that way. And this is what we as human beings have to do, too. We as men, we as women, we have to put our foot down and say, look, I'm going to be the best Muslim I can be. Regardless of my wife, regardless of my children, I'm going to be the best Muslim I can be. If I have to fight my wife for my children to make salah, I'm going to do it. If I have to fight my wife for letting my children look at TV all of the time, I'm going to do it. We have to put our foot down. Because this is a serious undertaking. Allah has charged us with children. Allah has charged us with communities for the advancement and the development of communities too. So we cannot go to sleep. There's many imams out there that lead us dawling away from the path. We want to go dawling, and then on the day of judgment we say, well, my imam did this. I didn't follow the leadership. Well, Allah said, no. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu alaykum anfusahum. All you who believe, your own selves is upon yourselves. Every tub sits on his own bottom, like Hazrat Muhammad told us when we first came into the first resurrection. You listen now, every tub sits on his own bottom. So these are the kinds of things that we are talking about. We're talking about being serious Muslims. We're talking about trying to be Muslims that get better and better as the days go on. We're talking about Muslims who really come together and trust one another and build edifices and build financial power, build the kind of community that we saw during the days of the Sahaba, during the days of the Prophet. We can do it now more so than what it could have been done years ago. Why? Because we got automobiles, we got planes now. We had camels doing this here. We had horses doing that. Now we can get on the phone, we can get on the computer, we can get in the newspapers. We have so much opulence and wealth of communication abilities now that we have no excuse. So finally, when we speak of the sensitivity that Muhammad realized in his life, we speak of Al-Lughat al-Arabiyyah. You want your sensitivity to Allah to increase? You want to open up some of the windows to this revelation? You want to do like Bill Kiss did when she came to the palace? She tucked up her skirt. She felt very uncomfortable. But Suleiman told her, oh, baby, this is nothing but fine, smooth slabs of glass. Now you can see this here. You're going to see this palace slab here. And sure enough, after she saw the fine slabs of glass, one by one, she said, Inni zalamtu nafsi. Surely I have wronged myself. Aslamtu ma'ah Sulaiman. I submit with Solomon, with Rabbil Alameen, to the Lord of all the world. She did this on her own through her investigation of this religion. So that's what we want from our children. That's what we want from our wives, our sons, our daughters, ourselves. We want to submit because, not because it's just a going thing, not because we just met at the white man because the white man was the devil, and he led us astray, and now he want to fight back and be a Muslim, be against his structure or his order. We want him to be Muslim because we know and we have faith that this is it. This is the one. This is the being that Allah designated and chose for the sensitivity of the human being to develop and to grow boundlessly. We want to make that approach to the low truth. And the only way we can do it is to learn our deen, practice our deen, and I assure you that learning a little bit of Arabiyah will enhance you greatly. Many of you know something about the language, can read some Quran. I suggest you get this little concordance here. You can look up the word Bashara in all of the spots that's in this Quran, and you're going to come up with some insight into what Bashar means. Bashar means, as I said earlier, to peel the skin back. So Muhammad is saying, look, human being, if you peel my skin back, you see the same thing that you see in you. The same potentialities. But he said, the only difference is that inspiration has come to me from my Lord on high. But still, we too can get inspiration. Allah has given me great inspiration since learning the Lugat al-Arabiyah. Allah shows me things all the time. I'm growing every day. Praise be to Allah. You can grow every day. Many of you are growing every day. I know that. I'm not saying this to say this to myself. But there's such a thing as dynamism in our religion. Islam itself means something where you are in a state of constant endeavoring to submit better and better. Ikhlas, the purity of faith. We can get more and more pure. We want to try to get back to that pure state that we were in when we came out of the womb of our mother that first time. We can't get all the way back there, but we can try to get as close as possible. And it's really beautiful, I'm closing now, that when you look at the word Bashar in the Quran, Bashar is used when it refers to the glad tidings of a son coming, glad tidings of a new life coming. And we give you Yahya. We give you glad tidings of Yahya. We give you glad tidings, Maryam, of Isa ibn Maryam. Why is it glad tidings? Because Isa, Abraham, Muhammad, all of these men had sensitivities that should make us rejoice because they showed us the potentiality that we can go to if we hone our sensitivity. This is very, very important for us to hone our sensitivity. Know that we can reach the level of talking to the Houthi bird, the hoodhood bird, as it says. Solomon had control of the winds and the jinn, and he talked to the bird. See the bird? Say a lot of Akbar when you see the bird. You know, see if he responds, you know? He may respond. So in closing, I again want to stress to you to become more fluent in the Lugat al-Arabiyah. It is an easy language. Allah said He has made it easy for us. So if you want your sensitivities to rise and improve, study this language, and I guarantee you that Allah will give you more insight, and you can come back and give us the good news. Give us the al-Bushra, the good news. Islam.